नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नाश्चप्रयेषु भद्रेषु त्वं भगवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 88, verse 3, 4, 5, and 6, rather, 4, 5, or 3, 4, and 5. Shishuka Uvacha.
Shishuka Uvacha.
Shiva Shakti Yutta Shashvat.
Shiva Shakti Yutta Shashvat.
Trilingo Guna Sambhita.
Trilingo Guna Sambhita.
Vaikarika Tejasascha. Tamasaschetyaham jida. Sri Sukadeva said, Lord Shiva is always united with his personal energy, the material nature, manifesting himself in three features in response to the entreaties of nature's three modes. He thus embodies the threefold principle of material ego, goodness, passion, and ignorance. This verse is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita for the pundits. Text 4. Tato vikara abhavam. Shodashami shukanchana. Upadhavan vibhutena. Sarvasam ashnute gatim. Translation. The 16 elements have evolved as transformations of that false ego. When a devotee of Lord Shiva worships his manifestation in any one of these elements, the devotee obtains all sorts of corresponding enjoyable opulences. Purport. False ego transforms into mind, 10 senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, hands, feet, voice, genitals, and anus, and 5 physical elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Lord Shiva appears in a special linga form in each of these 16 substances, which are worshipped individually as deities in various sacred locations of the universe. A devotee of Shiva may worship one of his particular lingas to obtain the mystic opulences pertaining to it. Thus, Lord Shiva's Akash linga bestows the opulence of ether. His Jyotir linga bestows the opulence of fire, and so on. So we'll, this verse will do all the... Harirhi nirguna shakshat. Purusha prakate para sasarvadrego padrashta tambhajan nirguna bhavet harirhi nirguna saksha purusha prakate para Sasabhadre Gupadrashta Tambhajan Nirguna Bhave. Harihi Nirguna Sakshat Separa Sasabhadre Gupadrashta.
Amen.
Text 5. Hari.
Hari.
The Supreme Lord Hari.
The Supreme Lord Hari.
He. Indeed.
He.
Nirguna.
Nirguna.
Untouched by the material modes.
Untouched by the material modes.
Sakshat. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Purusha.
Purusha.
The personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Prakriti.
Prakriti.
To material nature.
To material nature.
Para. Transcendental. Saha, he, Sarva, everything, Drik, seeing, Upadrashta, the witness, Tang, him, Bhajan, by worshipping, Nirguna, free from material modes, Bhavet, one becomes. Translation, Lord Hari, however, has no connection with the material modes. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the all-seeing eternal witness who is transcendental to material nature. One who worships him becomes similarly free from the material modes. So, purport. Lord Vishnu is situated in his own transcendental position beyond the material energy. Why, therefore, should his worship bear the fruit of material opulence? The real fruit of worshiping Lord Vishnu is transcendental knowledge. Thus, Lord Vishnu's worshiper gains the eye of transcendental knowledge instead of being blinded by mundane assets. The Lord being the detached witness of the material creation, his devotee also becomes aloof from the interaction of the Lord's inferior energies. Srila Sridhar Swami cites the following passage from Vedic literature. Vastuno guna sambandhe rupadvaya mihesate tadharma yoga yoga bhyam bimbavat prati bimbavat. Bimbavat prati bimbavat. Can't beat that old Sanskrit. You could say it in Swahili, I guess, too, or pidgin English. When the absolute reality associates with the modes of nature, he assumes two different kinds of form in this world according to whether his spiritual qualities are manifest or not. Thus he acts just like a reflection and its further secondary reflection. Bimbavat prati bimbavat. Guna sattva daya shanta ghora mudhas ma bata Vishnu Brahma Shivanancha Rupana. The modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance, whose individual natures are peaceful, violent, and foolish, are personally regulated by Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, respectively. Nati bedo bhaved bedo guna dharma rihamsata sattvasya shantya nargato vishnor vikshepa mudate. Lord Vishnu's peaceful mode of goodness does not differ substantially from his original spiritual qualities, although it is only a partial manifestation of them within this world. Thus, Lord Vishnu's mode of goodness is never tainted by agitation and passion or delusion and ignorance. Rajastamo ganabhyanto bhavetam brahmarudrayo guno pramadato buyas radansanam vinyakam. By the modes of passion and ignorance, on the other hand, the original spiritual qualities of Lord Brahma and Lord Rudra are obscured. Thus, these spiritual qualities appear only partially as separated material qualities. E atha samagra sattvasya vishnur moksha kari matihi amshato bhuti hetuscha satananda mahi svata. Therefore, focusing one's consciousness upon Lord Vishnu, the embodiment of all goodness, leads one to liberation. Such God consciousness also generates material success as a byproduct, but its proper nature is pure spiritual ecstasy. Tatananda mayi svataha. Angshatas taratamyena namarudradi sevinam bhautayo bhautayishma. moksha, pranamsha. According to their mode of worship, devotees of Brahma, Rudra, and other demigods obtain the limited success of material opulence. Eventually, they may possibly become qualified for full liberation. The same idea is echoed in the following statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.23. Shayangsi tatrakaluta nirangsyu. Of these three, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, all human beings can derive ultimate benefit from Vishnu, the form of the quality of goodness. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shiva Shakam Damsta. He Krishna Kona Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate. Pancha Gapadarubhyascha Kibasinabhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnava. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We have two verses that are quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's nothing much said about verse 3. Sukadev said, Lord Shiva is always united with his personal energy, the material nature, manifesting himself in three features in response to the entreaties of nature's three modes. He thus embodies the threefold principle of material ego and goodness, passion, ignorance. The 16 elements have evolved as transformations of that false ego. When a devotee of Lord Shiva worships his manifestation in any one of these elements, the devotee obtains all sorts of corresponding enjoyable opulence. Hariyadhini gunasakshat purusha prakate para tasarvadirika buddharashta tambhajana guno bhavet. Lord Hari, however, has no connection with material modes. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the all-seeing, eternal witness who is transcendental to material nature, one who worships and becomes similarly free from material modes. And then we have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pack of verses from, don't get any ideas, quoted by Sridhar Swami in the Vedic literature sometimes, or it seems what we hear, if it just says Vedic literature and there's no reference, the literature may have been lost in oblivion, so that only the reference is given by Sridhar Swami. Even Sridhar Swami, who is maybe living around 1100-1200, he may have just seen it. And then that got lost wherever he saw it. But since we have faith, Jiva Goswami says in the Sandarbhas, when he quotes verses such as this, where it says Vedic literature from Madhvacharya or from Sridhar Swami, then he says, we have full faith that those literatures were Vedic literatures, but that somehow, you know, they were lost in antiquity. So, I mean, things had to be hand-copied. There were a lot of literature. There were a lot of demons burning them and trying to destroy. So, we have these verses, and they are interesting in different ways. We're not going to go back over them, but this was chosen as to be put in the purport. And I didn't have access to other purports except this right now. So the whole idea of this beginning of this chapter and this chapter itself is that Vishnu is supreme over Lord Shiva. And we'll hear the story in subsequent time how Lord Shiva had to take shelter of Lord Vishnu. So that's the idea here. And so at the end of this purport, it was quoted from first canto, Shriyamsi Tatta Kalu. Satta Ninang Shu. Shreyangsi. Shreyangsi means the ultimate benefit. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Oh, Shreya means the ultimate benefit. Shreyangsi Tatra Kalu Satta Tano Sattva tenor means that his body is completely composed of Shuddha Sattva. And it is brought out in these verses as well that many times we make a distinction between the mundane mode of goodness and transcendental. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam doesn't mean that the word sattva cannot refer also to the Shuddha Sattva stage. That's what's being said also in one of these verses. Partially separated, like that. Does not differ substantially from his original spiritual quality. Samashila Bhajanti Vai. In the first canto, there's a string of verses describing the mode of goodness and transcendental goodness. Partiva Dharana Dumas. Tai Maya, Satam Vishudam, Kshaya Maya Kalpanti Yenutaniha, another verse. Bejare, it describes that in the previous ages, now remember Sutta Goswami is speaking, this is already 5,000 years ago. For most people, 5,000 years ago, that's pretty far back. Especially some of them think that the whole universe was created only 6,000 or whenever they think. But Sutta Goswami is speaking that in long bygone ages, maybe he's referring here to the personified Vedas that we just heard about, read about, studied about, learned about. In any case, he said, Bejare Munio Tagre. Agre means before, a long time ago, sometime before. Bejare Munio Tagre. Bhagavantam Hoksajam. They worship Bhagavan at Hoksajam. They didn't worship Lord Shiva. And what he's trying to say. And again, Sutta Goswami said, Mukshivo Gorupa Hitta Bhuta Patinata. What's the rest of that? Huh? Narayana Kalashanta Bhajanti Hiyana Suyava. He made a point of pushing this idea. Because this has been prevalent a long time, worshipping Lord Shiva. In fact, Prabhupada mentioned, been going on since time immemorial, that the worshippers of Lord Shiva have been at loggerheads. Loggerheads with the worshippers of the Vaishnava worshippers. So, therefore, 5,000 years ago, it had to be stressed even. Because, and we read about it in First Canto, that Bodhini Bodhikamani Shottabhyani Vibhagasha. The sages, when they spoke with Sutta Goswami, they said, look, we started this 1,000-year yajna. Our eyes are burning from smoke. We're really glad you came along. Because you're the senior most sage that we ever even heard of. So could you please tell us, what is the ultimate benefit? Shreyansi. They also use the word Shreya. Tell us the ultimate goal. Div, can you give me a verse with that in the first canon? I can't remember. But they use this word. Shreya Kalu. Anyway, it's hard to think of every verse constantly. But the word was used. So that they said, there's so many things in all the, we read all these, we heard all the shots, but they didn't even have to read it. They were too smart. They were too smart. So they heard it. They heard all these things, but for them it was bewildering. Therefore, they said, there's so many bodhini, bodhikamani. There's so many things to do, so many things to hear. We don't know what to do. We have this yajna going on, but could you please tell us? So therefore, one of the things he said here, Sattam Rajas Tameti Prakriti Gunas Tha. This verse quoted at the end of the purport. The ultimate benefit, Shyangsi. He was pushing it. Don't worship David. Antavatu palam te sham tad bhavi pyalpameda sham. What does it say? Krishna says, "Alpameda sham." If you worship the devas, but they think that Vishnu is another deva, and the demons they think that Vishnu is created when the brahmanas do yajnas or something. Then that's Vishnu. There's something that mysterious, weird Rani Kashipu said. He's hiding somewhere and he can't do anything. He's hiding in the heart. So here in Nirguna, in the 11th chapter in First Canto, when you have the nice story about the queens of Dwarka, which is kind of a nectar, you read about it, the queens of Dwarka, how they embraced, they had such a, not like the gopis, but they had this loving conjugal relation with Krishna. And how did they do it? Most of the time, they would send their sons to embrace Krishna, or they would see Krishna. Just by seeing and meditating and sending the son, this is a, even Jiva Goswami says, a very elevated way of having conjugal. Of course, we hear about Krishna's lying in bed with Rukmini and the other queens, but still, they embraced him many times by sending their son. Of course, he's the son of Krishna, so the son is a part of the body of the mother, so this way they embrace. But it's described they had such amazing features, these magical, it's described, magical feats of their ways. They can entice anyone. Lord Shiva would be bewildered, just like he was bewildered by Mohini. And Cupid, he becomes frustrated. He breaks his bow. He cannot attract Krishna. But and these queens also, Krishna is completely transcendental. He has 16,000 queens, so they all think that they're the only queen, too. That's amazing. Narada Muni could see all of it at different times. So in that verse, I think 36 or 8, Etad Ishnam Ishasya Pakati Stokvi Tad Vinaya. That's a good verse. If you get it up there, Etad Ishnam. But that verse goes hand in hand with this verse 5 right here. That Etad Ishnam Ishasya Pakati Stokvi Tad Vinaya. Etad Ishnam. Because in that verse it says, there it is. Nayujite Siddhatmastar, give me the English. Yatabudhis Tarasha, those who take shelter. This is the divinity of the personality of Godhead. He is not affected by the qualities of material nature, even though he is in contact with them. Similarly, the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord do not become influenced by the material modes. There it is, 1:11:38. This was the conclusion. Actually, this is the last verse, I think, is it? Let me see. The last verse in the chapter, maybe. One of the last ones. Interestingly enough, the last verse of, everyone knows, Uddhava Gita is a good chunk of the 11th canto, probably 29 chapter, maybe it's 22 or something. It starts at chapter 6. Anyway, it's a long Krishna speaking to Uddhava, wonderful nectar. And the final verse, it says, Marjo Yudat Takva Samasta Karma. Krishna finally says, those who, Marjo, who are born subject to death in this material world, can become Amrita by understanding my spiritual qualities. Yada, Marjo Yudat Takva Samasta, it's a wonderful verse. Samasta Karma. They could be free of all their karma. And Tadamita, how do they do it? Pradyamana, by surrendering unto me. They can become free. Even Krishna says in Bhagavad, Name Karmani Limpante, Name Karma, Martyo Yada. Martyo Yada. If you get Martyo Yada, you don't have to go through every one of them. It might be 200, I don't know. Martyo Yada Takta Samasta Karma. So Krishna says in the fourth chapter of the Gita, Name Karmani Limpante, Name Karma Palais Priha, Itimam Yobajanati, Karma Bhinasabhajate. One who understands my transcendental activities, he becomes free. There it is. Marjo yada takta samasta karma nivedita ma vichikirshato me. Read the English. There it is. Fruit of activities and offers himself entirely unto me, eagerly desiring to render service to me, achieves liberation from birth and death. And is promoted to. So, how could one think that Krishna is in the modes of nature? I think it might be the last, not the last verse of the chapter, but the last, after this, Shuka Dev starts speaking, the final verse. So, that's significant. samasta karma. Everything's finished materially. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are so many things also spoken, but one of the verses, Shiva Maya Stangi Tamoguna Vesh. Krishna's Kaviraj gives a nice verse that because of association as described here, Shiva Mai Shakti Sangi Tamoguna Vesh. He is slightly covered, Lord Shiva is slightly covered by Tamagun as described here. But he says, in contrast, he says, Gunatita Mayatita Vishnu Gunavesh. Vishnu is beyond the gunas. He's Mayatita Gunatita. Gunatita is a word also used for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Upanishad. I don't know if you could ever find that up on the screen, but it actually is somewhere. This Upanishad, the Chaitanya Upanishad, where the son of Lord Brahma, Pipalada, is asking him questions, what to do in the Kali Yuga. So he says, well, I'll tell you a great secret. Rahasyami. Rahasyam te vadisyami. I'll tell you a great secret. And he describes, you could actually find that? No. I don't think you can find that. It's somewhere online. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered it, this Upanishad, and printed it. It's from Atharva Veda, original Vedas, describing the position. So there it describes how Lord Chaitanya's gunatita, ksharaksharabhyam parama saesha purushottama. He's the purushottama, and he's beyond the kshara and akshara, as described in the 15th chapter of the Gita. Chaitanyakyam param. We have the word param. He's always described as param, paratatvam. So that's a nice word. In this, also in this verse, Nirguna Sakshat, Sarvadrig. He's Sarvadrig, means he's seeing everything. Wow, that's scary. He better not pout. What to speak of all the other stuff. Upadrasht Anumantacha, 13th chapter of the Gita describes Upadrasht Anumantacha. He's constantly seeing. He's the, not only drashta, sasavidreg upadrashta, but he's upa. He's actually, Siddhanta Saraswati used to describe the super soul as the oversoul. It's kind of another way of right saying it, but probably this describes it as the super soul. Super duper. There it is. No, that's not it. But upadrashtanamantachas in the Bhagavad Gita. Anumanta means he's the permitter. We can't really do much without getting permission. We think we're giving ourselves permission, but basically we're getting permission from the super soul. Whatever nonsense we're doing, whatever good stuff we're doing. So, sattvaina patilabhyaya naishkamyana vipaschita. In one of the prayers, there's many wonderful prayers of the elephant Gajendra, he describes sattvaina patilabhyaya, that only those in the pure mode of goodness, patilabhyaya, can perceive, understand, by surrender, the Supreme Personality of God. It's beginning with the super soul. Sattvaina patilabhyaya, nice karmyana vipaschita. And their activities have to be nice karmya. It cannot be karmi activities. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Those vikarmis throughout the material world, they will never understand transcendence. So all these nice karmyana vipaschita activities are given by the spiritual master. Spiritual master, and what does the spiritual master instruct? Take shelter. Namashraya kuri. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, take shelter, namashraya. Nambina kichu nahi goa. There's nothing else. Mahaprabhu is rising early in the morning. Vijamani, he's the jewel of the twice born. The original spiritual master, Purusha Purana, Shikshartam, he's giving. He and Gaur Nitai are giving the original teachings. They're going throughout the world, they went throughout Nadia, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they went throughout all over, but Bhaktivinoda is describing that song. Shikadiya Shabnadiya Not only they went to Nadia, but they went all over at least Bart Varsha. And what did they do? Pirchi Nichi. They're walking, they're dancing, and Shika Dia. They're giving Shikshamrita, the nectar, this Amrita. We want to become Amrita, then we have to get the teachings that are Amrita. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhaktivinoda Upadesh, he said, Jivana Hoilo Shesh, you're dying, you won't live here very long. We're going, Prabhupada said that in the last days, he said, my body is going, he quoted that verse, Nabajila Rishikesh, you did not worship Rishikesh. Bhaktivinoda says, you're worshiping the Lord of the heart, Hridaya Raj. You wasted your time and always being pushed into these modes, ferocious modes of nature. And they're fighting with each other. Rajas Tamas Chabi Bhuya described, 14th chapter of the Gita describes all the modes of nature, how they're trying to defeat each other. So the mode of goodness is sometimes prominent. Even the clock sometimes is right, even when it doesn't move, right, they say. So many mode of ignorance, this whole world is known as tamagun, basically. So the spiritual master is the uttama adhikari, and he's giving the uttama teachings to bring us out. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur is begging, make me uttama. He's describing in his song, Sharanagati song. I am adama, but please make me uttama. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's begging. I'm begging for these teachings. So if Bhaktivinoda Thakur is begging, A Matra Bhikkhu Chai, he's also begging, please come with me, A Krishna Das, A Vishvas, A Matra Bhikkhu Chai. My only begging, because sannyasi means sadhu, he has to beg. But the real begging of the Vaishnav, these great Vaishnavas, they're begging, please realize, you are Jeev Krishna Das. You are the servant of Krishna, not Lord Shiva. They worship Lord Shiva for these material. Antavantu palampi. Alpamedasham. Krishna says, he certifies your Alpamedasham. Alpabuddhaya. Alpa means small, tiny. Alpabuddha. So, not that Prabhupada didn't even want. Chutananda reported that in Hyderabad in 76, they established a temple. So there are many Shiva worshippers among the Hindus, so many, that Chutananda proposed to Prabhupada that we should put Shiva Lingam out, at least not in the temple, but sometimes the Chutananda used to have some suggestions with Prabhupada in the old days. So he suggested it. Prabhupada, you know how he talks. He would say, so he suggested that, put a Shiva Lingam at least something, there's a front yard, maybe 150 or 100 feet from the temple. Prabhupada said, no. So, nowadays though, we have our Shiva Lingam, sure enough, Shiva Ratri is not good enough to just hear and chant, we have to bring everybody to worship. So this is called something that Prabhupada didn't want. So, you don't require, not required, Prabhupada would say, not required. Yeah, as the Vaishnava. Vaishnava Ananyata Shambhu. How much glorification is there of Lord Shiva? Fourth canto, sixth canto, everywhere, all over Bhagavatam. But so, Prabhupada wanted that one-pointed, ekya, one-pointed fixation. Krishna das avis vas kole tor dukonan. Well, we could always argue and say, well, now we're much more advanced. We can do so many things. So Prabhupada did not want so many things, but we're proposing. So he says the class is over now. Keshava. Right? Any questions? Prabhupada said, over-intelligent, like they put Bhaktivinoda Thakur at the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, and they put him right at the roadside in a little altar. Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj did not have such an idea, but they are over-intelligent, more intelligent. They have put Bhaktivinoda Thakur by the roadside. They have made him actually chokidar. So he said, that is not good. He called it over-intelligent. Yeah. Someone has a question. Someone has a microphone.
Hare Krishna. So in the altar for the bodies, we cannot have any demigod in after Gornitai or Radha Krishna or Nishinhadev, we cannot have any other.
The gopis are worshipping Katyayani, they're also worshipping Lord Shiva. That is a different form of Lord Shiva, gopi, the gopi swar. That's another thing. But as far as this identification of the idea that Shiva is all powerful, or the reason to worship the Shiva Lingam, most people, the Hindus or others, Westerners, whoever they do, their idea is that they want to get something material. They have some exotic idea of Lord Shiva. They're attracted to him because he has his trident. He looks so detached. Some reason they're very attracted to Lord Shiva. But actually, as stressed right in the first canto, stressed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Anya Devataha, don't worship others. Yanti Devavata Devam Priti Yanti Priti Vata. Those who worship others are actually worshiping me. So even ABC, Bhagavad Gita is ABC, and Krishna is describing it.
So we go into the center, Gornitai, and the center fill everything.
Sarvaharanam Achyuteja, that it says in the fourth canto that you water the root of the tree, you automatically, you are worshipping Lord Shiva. When we Bhagavatam, we hear all about Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. What does Lord Brahma say though? Lord Brahma says in second canto, in sixth chapter, that Niktoham, he says, I am simply empowered by Krishna. And Lord Shiva, he's destroying everything also by the power. And Shukadeva Goswami is offering so many prayers. Namo Parasmai Purusaya Purushay Ulbhavastana Naroda Lilaya. This Ulbhavastana means creation, maintenance, and destruction of the universe. Shukadeva says it's all done by Vishnu. Krihita Shakti. He has accepted the form of Lord Shiva himself. It's actually Vishnu. Shukadeva is offering prayers to Krishna. He's saying Krihita Shakti. Anyway, he's saying in that prayer, he's accepted these different forms as Shiva, as Brahma, as Vishnu. It's called Krishna. Antarbhavayana Palakshavat. But his ways are inconceivable. Even Brahma says, he's telling Narad Muni in the second chapter, that I am creating, but I don't really. Janante, I heard that quote yesterday. I don't even know. Others may so say they know Krishna. I do not know. He said that before when he tried to trick Krishna, or after. And before, he also said it to Narad Muni. Different times he says it. It's over his head. So he's saying simply, because Narad Muni was thinking that my father's the creator or something like that. You're the creator. And he said, no, I'm not the creator. He made it very clear in a second. Canto, if you read it. Anything else? Okay.
So Srila Prabhupada saw the danger of the devata worship. One can get quick temporary benefit from the devatas, but then one eventually become lost in worshiping them. So because Srila Prabhupada saw the danger of that, he said, don't do it. And so we followed his instruction, don't do it.
Because we're realizing our eternal nature, which is different from the body. We're not the body. And usually when the personalities are engaged in demigod worship, like you read in text 4, what was it, 1088:4, is that the false ego is comes from Lord Shiva. It expands into the senses and the sense objects, so the bodily conception of life is still prevalent with the demigod worship, where, as you pointed out, when the gopis did, they have no bodily conception of life.
Deha smriti nahija samsabandhan kantar. That they don't even, Prabhupada quoted that in reference to the gopis. Deha smriti, they have no smriti, no memory of their material body. He said, when you can come to that platform, then you can worship Katyayini also like the gopis. Deha smriti nahija samsar bandhan. Their samsar bondage is finished. Where is it? That's what Kaviraj Goswami says. Narottam Das has a similar.
So because this path of self-realization, they would never realize the self. They would only continue the bodily conception of life in samsara.
Narottam Das has a song where he says, there's a verse also about this song, Vasudeva Parityaja, to give up worship of Vasudeva, who's para, Vasudeva para yoga, Vasudeva para tapa. Here it says para, he's the goal, paragati, para yoga, para tapa, para, like that, para veda. But you give that up to worship demigods, it's like giving up your mother to worship Putana or some other witch. Anything else? Oops. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.